This is your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and on the live line this morning, properly social distancing, we have Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance. Hey, Dave, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tim. I tell you what, things are looking nice and green out there, aren't they?
Oh, my, are they? Oh, yeah. The fields, I tell you what, just driving by in some places in North Iowa, in a blink, we could start to see the rows coming up, couldn't we?
Yes. The plants, the corn and soybeans, were just anticipating some nice rainfall. You delivered. You got us some nice rainfall, so here we go. And also, you notice the flowering trees and stuff. Some of them got the flowers beat off, but some of them just exploded after this rain. So
yeah,
things are looking really, really good.
Yeah, we were talking about that even at our house. We had a couple of trees that were late this year, just didn't really want to go, and now they're starting to pop pretty good.
They're going now. Say, just mention quick this morning, we're working with farmers, as always, this time of the year, getting the reports done that they need to accomplish this time of year to complete their crop insurance policy. So gradually getting through that one at a time. Appreciate, again, everybody's patience and understanding. Some people are calling, you know, if they have a form they don't understand. You know, some people fill it out and they send it in with a note, you know, if this doesn't look right, call me or whatever. So, you know, we're doing a lot of that type of stuff, a little bit outside the normal, as everything is. But I think communication in a different mode this go-around is the name of the game. Some of the farmers are, with these intermittent storms and stuff, they're maybe a little nervous about Mother Nature throwing some hail in with that rain. So we've been redoing a few hail policies here and there just to make sure that things are properly insured. You know, I've always said for years and years, crop insurance, basically, that's for the lender. That helps you cover some of your basic expenses. Hail insurance, that's for you. That's your profit margin, if there is such a thing this year. But that's more for you on top of your crop insurance. So, again, we're a long ways from harvest. We're a long ways from taking this crop out of the field. Got to think optimistic and keep on pushing forward.
Got to take care of that crop, though, right? Make sure.
Oh, yes. Things are looking, like I said, very good. Got planted very, very early. That's a given. We can see it around here. And now with a shot of moisture in the arm, hey, they're strong and ready to go. So, again, if you need any type of crop hail coverage or you want to inquire about some crop hail coverage, which many people have, they say, what is it? What does it do? How does it work if you haven't had it before? Give us a call there at Mason City All Risk, and we'll give you some numbers and give you some details.
Yeah, you know, even just looking at our forecast from Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, Sunday night, Monday, there'll be chances for thunderstorms. And, you know, you want to be out in front of some of that. You can't buy the hail insurance, crop and hail insurance after the fact, can you, David?
No, sir. Like I always say, if you're standing in the machine shed and you call me and it's pounding on the machine shed really hard with hail, probably not a good time to be calling for hail insurance. We probably ought to have that done ahead of time, right, Tim?
Yeah, just a little late at that point in time, that's for sure. Yeah.
So just, I know, you know, things are difficult this year, again, expenses-wise and finance-wise, but there are different kind of plans and different types of costs, different kind of deductibles and things like that. So if anything else, don't be afraid to call Mason City All Risk and ask, hey, what's this hail insurance stuff you talk about? How can I get some good coverage for, you know, not too many dollars? So, again, just a heads up this morning for the farmers and anybody out there that might need some any type of insurance, let's get her done.
Get her done, people. How about office hours and phone numbers and that kind of stuff, Dave?
Well, we're hanging tough. We're doing office hours from 8 to 5 every day. We're typically open right on through the noon hour. We do have a drop box out front for forms and stuff you can leave off. There are some information posted on the doors as far as calling in and how to get access to people. And if you want to talk to somebody, that's not an impossibility. We can do the social distancing thing and still visit with some clients. So 8 to 5 every day, all day. And to get a hold of us, 423-8785, or take a look on the Internet and Google Mason City All Risk.
I would bet that Monday you're probably going to give the staff off for the holiday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me that also. Yeah, Memorial Day is a holiday for us. Everything will be closed and, you know, no mail. Everybody take a little time off, enjoy, and we'll be back at her Tuesday morning, Tim.
Sounds good. Hey, Dave, always great to talk to you. Enjoy a nice weekend, and we'll be talking to you again real soon.
We hope so. See you on the radio, Tim.
Take care. Thanks, Dave.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye now. That's Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance on your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO. They're located right there on South Monroe in Mason City.